speaking of wine, you could enjoy the happy hour at Funky Buddha Brewery right now. They have more than just beer there. They've got wine, cocktails. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. So happy hour there, Monday through Friday, 4 till 6:30 p.m., $5 beers, $8 and $10 cocktails, $5 select wines, $8 premium wines. And by the way, got a little hype listening to the last segment. College football is Saturday. Watch it at Funky Buddha Tap Room when the NFL starts a week from... Actually, I guess it's a week from tomorrow because it'll start next Thursday. There's a game Thursday night and Friday night, and then the rest of the docket on Sunday. All the NFL games, you watch it at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Got all the HD TVs, the big projector screens. Perfect spot to watch football this football season. I have been promising something all afternoon. We had some audio problems in the 2 o'clock hour. We went very long in the 3 o'clock hour. I don't know what we were discussing, but it was Tim Boyle and Dolphins related. I don't know. And Solana went on a whole Jacksonville rant. And I don't know. So here we are. It's 5 after 5. And I haven't played this yet. So Don Bailey Jr. will join us tomorrow. Danny Cannell is going to join us tomorrow. But Don Bailey Jr. will give him some lines to work into the Canes Gators broadcast here, as we do every year. And we stumbled upon this today. I don't even know what this is from. This is obviously from a podcast. Solana, do you have any idea what podcast this is from?
I have no idea. No idea.
It's Rick Ross.
Yes.
I don't know who he's talking to, but it's Rick Ross. And he's talking about how he's got chickens at his house or ranch.
Big ranch, yeah.
Yeah. And here's a line or two from this.
We farming our own chickens, homie. Thousands of chickens, thousands. Running around everywhere, quack, quack, quack.
I got to write it down so I can give it to DBJ appropriately, but it was something like, we're farming our own chickens, homie. Thousands of chickens running around, thousands. Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
Which, if you're not paying attention, that's the sound a duck makes.
Quack, quack, quack.
Somebody got over on Ricky Rose.
Play the whole thing one more time. Solana.
I want some chickens. I got them for you. These new chickens.
We farming our own chickens, homie. Thousands of chickens. Thousands. Running around everywhere. Quack, quack, quack.
Oh, you know what? Now that I think about it, it's probably what's the wing Wingstop?
Yeah.
He doesn't have thousands of chickens running around his own house. This is obviously related to Wingstop.
He probably, because he does have a big steak and wing, or yeah, owns yeah, like 12 yeah. Wingstops or something.
Because
yeah.
People will have chickens at their house, but not thousands of them. So I'm guessing this is Wingstop.
He's farming his own now, huh?
Thousands. Quack, quack, quack.
But he has like big, like Angus Brahma bulls and stuff too. I think he might have a thousand.
But it makes you wonder now about the wings at Wingstop, doesn't it? If they're all yelling quack, quack, quack.
I knew them wings taste different.
Quack, quack, quack.
You know what that is? I get the thought of it because he's like, you know, it's bigger than that now. I'm farming chickens now. I'm going bigger. And then he says, quack, quack, quack. It kind of takes the lore off of the, you know, the message he was trying to send to the dude.
He tries to stick the landing.
Yeah.
And it should be cluck, cluck, cluck.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, do more. Expand your horizons. You know, invest in businesses. Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
He was talking to Vince.
We're going to give that to DBJ tomorrow. Who's he talking to?
To Vince Staples. I just looked it up. Vince Staples has a show on Netflix. So that would make sense that he was on his show.
One more time. Play the whole thing, and then we'll do it for DBJ tomorrow.
We farming our own chickens, homie. Thousands of chickens. Thousands. Running around everywhere. Quack, quack, quack.
But even that, why is he making that sound like it's so, like this is, like, plenty of people farm chickens. Like, he's making it sound like he's stumbled onto something new here. You're like, not going to believe this. Yeah. Thousands of chickens. Like, quack, quack.
I'm a dude from the hood. You know, I'm a rapper. I'm just not that. I'm farming chickens too. Thousands running around.
Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack.
Yeah, it just I get the thought of it, but it did. That quack, quack, quack kind of takes the Deer lure bro. Away.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get headlines here. Headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. I believe what's the sound the Funky Buddha bison wings make?
Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
I'm making fun of Rick Ross for saying quack, quack, quack a week ago. I'm talking about bison wings.
You know what? Rick might entertain you.
I think I think he and I could have a quack, quack, quack off.
Want to get into a business venture of mine? I'm going to start these buffalo wings up. Bison wings, though.
Huh? Bison wings. Anyone can do chicken wings. I'm doing bison wings.
I got you, Hawk. Send me the business proposal.
How much you need. All right, let's get headlines here. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Here is Alejandro Solana.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. This was released at the end of our show yesterday, so at the back end of the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, but the official 53-man roster for the Miami Dolphins. And one of the, maybe I shouldn't say surprises, but one of the great stories was Storm Duck making the roster.
Quack, quack, quack.
Now you're talking.
There we go, Storm.
So just to kind of recap what we know about the Dolphins and some of their additions to the practice squad, today feels like the only day we really care about this, by the way. You know, like yesterday, okay, who gets cut? Today, okay, who do they sign back to their practice squad? Who did they acquire? But then we're not really too concerned about practice squad guys the rest of the
season. Not at all. That's the last we'll talk about them.
Who's your top five best practice squad guys ever? List never been made.
Yeah.
Well, Mike White, cut by the Dolphins, signed to the Bills practice squad.
All right.
As for the Dolphins, Eze, Eric Ezukama, Nick Needham, they are back to the Dolphins practice squad. The Dolphins, they did...
Will Needham get his salary or no? So they waived him, so that means that contract disappears and now it's just like a veteran practice squad contract?
Yeah.
Yikes. I would guess that's why they waive him, to get out of that million whatever and then get him back on practice
squad. And I understand that part, but the weird part is then, like, yeah, we've waived you because we want to save that money, but now we'd like you to come back on more favorable terms for us.
He wants that job, Hawk.
Yeah.
Well, that's where guaranteed money comes in, though, Hawk. Like, Mike White would still be on this team if he wasn't making $3.5 million this year.
Yeah, no doubt. They probably offered him practice squad, I bet. They could have said, yeah, we're going to waive you, but we'd like to have you on the practice squad. And he was probably like, well, wait a second. I came here because I thought I was going to be the number two, and F you.
There's guys, it changed. The CBA's changed a lot since I played, but I remember when I played, they would cut a guy to bring him back week two. So after that first ball is kicked off, that's your contact's not guaranteed. So if they wanted you to
Omar,
be around.
Omar just texted me, they owe Needham $400,000 for the year guaranteed.
Okay, so then they give him
Then I'm okay taking the practice squad assignment. I'm 400K, all right.
But they'll cut guys and bring them back so it's not fully guaranteed contracts and stuff. They know how to work it. And you can't take it personal. Hell, go start at safety and they wouldn't have cut you. Like
I told you last week when I got fired from that radio station, I was called into that meeting and it took me a while to realize I was being fired. So after they fired me, I was supposed to do an appearance that Saturday at Port St. Lucie Properties. It was a new, like, you know, house neighborhood going up in Port St. Lucie, which was so underdeveloped at that time. And I get like $50 to go out there for 3 hours and stand at the model home and spin the Star 95.5 wheel, win a t-shirt. And so they fired me, and then they go, well, by the way, if you want to do the Port St. Lucie Properties appearance this Saturday, like you're scheduled for it, you can do it. I'm like, well, no, I'm not. I was hurt. I was hurt, dog. Yeah. I was hurt. So I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. And Saturday came around, and I was like, maybe I should have done that. It was $50 that I could have used for gas. 50.
Should have went over there and broke every window in the model house. You bastards.
It was back when there was, like, the lure of radio. Radio, nobody saw it. You know, this was in the 90s, so there was no, you know, watching your favorite radio show on the internet or on cable TV. Like, it just didn't exist. So the only time you would see radio people is when they were out. And I would go to Port St. Lucie properties, and I literally would have the Star 95 van, a wheel, and then I'm wearing a gray, probably torn Star 95 t-shirt and jean shorts. Yeah. I wasn't exactly, you know, the height of entertainment. And I will never forget this. Some lady comes up and she's like, where's Mark Elliott? That was my name on the radio. I go, I'm Mark Elliott. I swear to my right hand to God. She looked me up and down. She goes, this is not what I expected.
She might have been on the good side.
I was like, would you like a pen? How about a koozie?
Yeah, you get cut. You get cut, and I remember Ireland cut me, and I gave him hell about trying to get my workout bonus that second just because I was upset and I just wanted to be difficult. But then they cut you, and then they, you know, somebody will tell you, oh, I'm sure Tony Sperano would want to talk to you. I'm sure George Edwards would want to talk to you. Mm. Them bastards knew I was getting cut before they cut me. Like, I don't want to go talk to everybody in the building. Get out of here.
They had an active role in this. Yeah. They didn't. They obviously didn't fight for me.
They were in that room with the little magnets on the window. Yeah, they said we can get rid of that magnet. No, hell with them.
Would any players, Crowder, I mean, when you were, you know, like starting for the team, would they ever try to, like, get you to put a word in for them? Bubble guys. Guys that maybe knew they were on the outside looking in.
They would never be like, hey, man, go holler at coach for me and, you know, let him know. But they would ask me, have I heard anything? I told you about the guy. He went to Florida, but he got on the Dolphins after he had a cup of coffee somewhere else. And it's the fourth preseason game. He hasn't touched the field in three preseason games. I don't even have shoulder pads on at this point. And he comes up to me, and it's the start of the fourth quarter, and he's like, yeah, man, you know, maybe they just saved me for the regular season. Whew, I don't want to tell you the truth about this. And I was like, yeah, man, you know, maybe they just want to look at some younger dudes and, you know, because they know you can play. Bro, it's get you. Your ass is grass. You ain't played yet in the preseason. And he didn't touch the field all preseason. I was like, yeah, but I lied to him. You know, I'm not good at that. I lied to him. Yeah, man, they want to get a look at the younger guys first. He was cut the next morning at 6 a.m.
Trying to think of anybody at the radio station has come up to me and asked me to put in a good word for them.
I have. I go talk to this person for me. Oh, for sure. Next time I'm in the studio, I'll go, yeah, I got you, bro. Ain't no way. Ain't my job. I'm happy that they keep me around. I'm going to go argue for you.
You want to at them, Hawk? Want to put them on blast?
No, I'm just trying to think if they're – I mean, Ira a million times. You've seen that's worked out well. I've been trying for 6 years to get Ira back.
I want to tell him, who do you think I am? Like, dude.
Well, that was a note to me. I thought I, at least after 6 years of asking, someone would go, okay, obviously you're interested in having him on the air. Nope. Driving all over South Florida. I'm back and forth to Miami a couple times the last couple of weeks. Power 96 has a million billboards.
You want one?
I mean, what do we get? We have Kleenex. We have toilet paper with our name on it.
I know what I'm going to get. It hits about midnight tomorrow.
Have you seen these Power 96 billboards?
I have.
Yeah, God bless them. That's great. We exist.
Let me cut it in half. Give us a little love on one side.
Crazy.
Chris Greer did speak to the media today just to wrap up headlines. Nothing of major note. We played some of his cuts earlier, but just regarding Odell Beckham Jr., he did say that he's very close to being available and that Odell wanted to be active for week one, but they're taking more of a long play decision by putting him on the PUP. And then regarding Javon Holland, he said that he's a very important player to the team. That's all he would say at the moment. He'll leave it there.
Javon said he'll be ready game one, so good to go. Contract, that's out of our pay grade.
And after what happened last year, they would rather be healthy late than healthy than have everybody early. As Chris Greer kind of said, he was like, y'all see what happened last year late in the season. So, man, let's get these guys in December and see what happens.
I went to Len. I said, I'd really like to have Ira Winderman back on the air weekly. He said, quack, quack, quack. I don't know what to do.
Quack, quack, quack.
So I called Ira. I said, we got you. It's a done deal.
To nobody.
Quack, quack, quack.
Oh. I wouldn't even bring people to the studio to let them see it. They don't even want a job. They just want to see the studio. No, no. You don't got a card. I don't want no trouble out of you.
You still remember how to get here, though, Crowder?
I might have to put it in GPS.
Quack, quack, quack.
Once I see the gas station and the pizza place, I could get myself in.
We're right by Tony's, right? On 441.
We could have moved.
Your weather, I mean, DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE. You said those billboards were in Miami, Hawk?
Yeah. They're on those, you know, those electronic billboards that are constantly changing.
Yeah. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE. I did. I saw one on 95, I believe.
Yeah. I've seen a couple on 95. Yeah.
But I couldn't remember if you had said you were in Miami or in Boca seeing these. And I'm like, huh, Power's putting up billboards for throwback 2000s music.
In Boca.
In Boca. Huh. I'm not sure if they understand their base.
I think, unfortunately, I am the throwback base. That station speaks to me now. I'm not certain they thought this through.
<He's jamming.
laughs> Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. It has been raining today, so drive safely. It's around 80 degrees. Tonight the lows will be in the upper 70s. Marlins play tonight, by the way, 8:40 p.m. in Colorado. That is the last of your headlines and your weather.
Crowder. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, which will be a great spot to watch football all season long. I'm ready.
I'm going to watch some games there. Won't remember the fourth quarter, though, but it'll be okay.
I'll be drunk on Yucatats.
Bison wings.
And bison wings. I mentioned this earlier. We have an event coming up. It is September 25th. That's a Wednesday night. Going to be the entire QAM air staff. We're going to be at Smoke on the Water in Weston for our Whiskey Stars and Cigars event, which we do like once every 6 years. Last one we did was with Dave Wanstead. You remember?
I remember that. And him and Big Randy. Him and Big Randy.
Oh,
were
Randy
there.
Was there. That's right.
And they played against each other coincidentally in high school. Yes. It was the craziest thing.
Well, we're going to do a Whiskey Stars and Cigars at Smoke on the Water in Weston, Wednesday, September 25th. It's presented by Ed Morse Sawgrass Auto Mall. And you can enjoy a night with us with fine whiskey and a good cigar, some sports talk, conversation with the QAM staff. It is free to attend. You can RSVP at WQAM.com. You got to get an invite through the website, but it is free, but you just got to get the the invite. So you go to WQAM.com and you get a complimentary cigar as well. Got to be over 21. Please drink responsibly, but join us for a little sports talk with your favorite QAM personalities, Whiskey Stars and Cigars. Wednesday, September 25th, Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Automall and sponsored by the injury law firm Judah and Cohen. Get your tickets now for free at WQAM.com.
Love that place.
We talk about Hard Rock Bet before we get out of here for the evening. Dan Day is coming up next. Hopefully you've downloaded the Hard Rock Bet app on your phone, because we're going to be talking plenty of gambling, sports gambling this football season. You know where I stand. Hurricanes laying the points on Saturday. I am all about it. I like the under on Saturday as well, but you could do it all on the Hard Rock Bet app. Hard Rock Bet is Florida's only legal sports book, and it's very easy to sign up, and it's very easy to make deposits or withdrawals. You use PayPal, Venmo, credit cards, however you want to do it. All you have to do to get started is download Hard Rock Bet at the App Store, Google Play Store, or online at hardrock.bet. It's a very easy app to use, whether you've, you know, sports gambled before or you're a brand new player. It's very easy. You can bet from anywhere in the state of Florida, and you'll be having some fun with us making bets and parlays, teasers, live bets, which are really fun. And if you try Hard Rock Bet now, you can get up to $100 back. If your first bet doesn't win, and I don't care if it's a parlay, a prop bet, over, under, whatever you want to make it. If your first bet doesn't win, you'll get the amount that you bet back as a bonus bet right into your account, up to $100. So it's a risk-free first bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app now. It is fun.
Yep.
All right. Got to get out of here for the evening. Tomorrow, Danny Cannell's going to join us. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us. A little quack, quack, quack on Saturday. You know what I'm saying.
Let's get it.
All right. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Go Gators.
Quack, quack, quack.